but the sun looked much too hot and fiery. So she ran away quickly to the moon. But the moon was cold and chilly, and said, "I smell flesh and blood this way." So she took herself away in a hurry and came to the stars. And the stars were friendly and kind to her, and each star sat upon his own little stool. But the morning star rose up and gave her a little piece of wood and said, "If you have not this little piece of wood, you cannot unlock the castle that stands on the glass mountain, and there your brothers live." The little girl took a piece of wood, rolled it up in a little cloth, and went on again until she came to the glass mountain and found the door shut. Then she felt for the little piece of wood. But when she unwrapped the cloth, it was not there, and she saw she had lost the gift of the good stars. What was to be done? She wanted to save her brothers and had no key of the castle of the glass mountain. So this faithful little sister took a knife out of her pocket and cut off her little finger that was just the size of the piece of wood she had lost, and put it in the door and opened it. As she went in, a little dwarf came up to her and said, "What are you seeking for?"
"I seek my brothers, the seven ravens," answered she.
Then the dwarf said, "My masters are not at home, but if you will wait till they come, pray step in." Now the little dwarf was getting their dinner ready, and he brought their food upon seven little plates, and their drink in seven little glasses, and set them upon the table.